Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Grace and peace to you, and welcome to the DDP. It is a privilege to be with you today. There's no way that my son is going to listen to this because he doesn't listen to his dad much. He certainly doesn't listen to he listens to his dad. He's a good kid. But he doesn't really listen to his dad preach when he doesn't have to. But I'm going to say happy birthday anyway. I'm very proud of my son, Lucas. He turns 14 years old today. And so I just wanted to let the world know that, even though I'll have to tell him face-to-face, which is what I'm going to do anyway. But just wanted to honor him as we are proceeding today. 1 John chapter 5, verse 5, who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. And I want to use the fifth verse to reinforce something we said back in verse 1. In verse 1, everyone that believes Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And I made the statement, John does not say everyone who believes in Jesus is born of God, because that would sort of include everyone who believed he existed. But rather, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Then in verse 5, who's the one that overcomes the world? Well, he told us in verse 4, the one that's going to overcome the world is the one that's born of God. So he's going to bring the two together. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. So this is not merely, oh, I believe Jesus existed. It's not an acknowledgement of a historical Jesus. Even unbelievers believe in a historical Jesus. It doesn't make them a believer. So John is not advocating this belief that Jesus lived and died and that he was a good guy and he was a carpenter from Nazareth. But rather the broadening of our faith that Jesus is literally the Son of God. And that takes more. That's more than a historical faith. That is a faith that he was who he said he was, even though he didn't look like he was who he said he was. Which leads me back to something we were talking about yesterday, walking by faith instead of by sight. When Paul in 1 Timothy 6 said, fight the good fight of faith, maintain a good confession. He then, the next verse says, just as Jesus maintained a good confession in front of Pilate. And that phrase confession is the Greek word homologio. It's to say the same thing as. When Jesus is in front of Pilate, Pilate says, are you a king? Jesus says, you've rightly said I'm a king. But my kingdom is not of this world. I have come for this purpose than to lead people into the truth. So Jesus is saying the same thing that the Father said about him, but he's saying the same thing Pilate said about him. Pilate said, are you a king? Jesus said, you bet I'm a king. That's a good confession. An evil confession would have been to say opposite of what God said about Jesus. So although it would have made sense in the natural for Jesus to say, no, I'm just a carpenter, man, from Nazareth. I'm just trying to do good. That would have been an evil confession. It might have got him off the cross, but it would have been an evil confession because it wouldn't have been saying what God said about him. So you as a believer are saying what God says about you when you claim to be the righteousness of God in Christ. So who is the one, 1 John 5, 5, who is the one that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is more than a mental assent, a mental admission that Jesus is Jesus. It is the true belief that you are following the Son of God. That is a good confession. He looks like an ancient figure, but to you he's the Son of God. And if that's where your faith is, John says you're born of God. Now, I'm not trying to determine your value or your Christianity based upon your lifestyle or your actions. I leave that completely up to the Lord. I don't have the right to judge you in that capacity. What I do have the right to do is stand on the word that says you're only born of God if you believe Jesus is the Son of God. You can't be born of God any other way. And then I'm not here to tell you about maintaining being born of God. I think that's his work. You're a new creation. I don't create, he creates. You don't create, he creates. And if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, you're born of God. And I think the more you know you're born of God, the more you'll start to line up with being born of God. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.